How much does the soccer match last night help Auburn? Who's coming? Who's going in the portal? And we know we love the barn, but who do we hate? Who do we hate and why? That's coming up today on Village Vice. He's Zach. I'm Brad. It's good to have you with us today.
What is on your head?
Hmm?
What are the two L's for on your hat?
Oh, that's what Auburn's given Georgia and Alabama this year. Two L's.
Okay.
Sorry. You know what? The beach just puts me in some kind of mood.
Beach and, Brad.
Yeah, beach
man,
Brad.
Man, we get you out of that office, and you just you become a menace everywhere.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, you should have seen us with the, what are those things called, with the water gloves yesterday in the ocean? There's no jellyfish this time of year. This is a perfect time.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody's getting losses, except for the Tigers, of course. It's going to be winning season in the fall.
And I tell you what, we're getting ready for our Thursday night barn cast where we're going to go through and like watch all the offense of South Florida from last year. And I just got done cutting it up. And it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. I can't wait for Thursday night.
Thursday night.
I can't wait for the football season.
Yeah.
I mean, Keyshawn Singleton has a pretty good game against Boise. I mean, that guy's electric. Chaz Nimrod had like a 50-something yard catch. Like,
yeah,
it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
I remember watching that game from the hotel in Waco because they played Thursday. Auburn played Baylor Friday.
That's right.
And, you know, without having a clue, Alex Golish would be on our radar a few months down the road. I remember watching that game and being like, oh, USF's got a little bit of an edge. They're like, they're not just winning this game. They're beating the devil out of Boise State. I mean, they're really grinding
out of them. Yeah.
they're really grinding them down. So that'll be fun. So that's Thursday night. Is that a new
Thursday
series?
Night.
Are we doing that every Thursday?
I think that's the plan.
Okay. Nice. That's going to be awesome. I love summertime barncasts. For everybody who's been wondering, like, what do you do with barncasts when there's no live games for a while? This is the end.
Make our own games. Yes.
Yeah. All right, speaking of making their own games, so Jordan Hare's used 6, 7, maybe 8 times a year for football games. So Auburn's administration went out and said, why don't we just bring a World Cup match, a World Cup friendly, not a World Cup match, but a friendly, to Jordan Hare Stadium. And they did, and they had 88,000 people there. And they got 60% of the revenue from the game.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We stopped in Evergreen yesterday at the Kaneko store. It's 2 hours from Auburn. Place was overrun with people in Argentina jerseys.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, it was probably 5 hours before the game at that point. But clearly, I mean, this was like a game. This was like a football game day. This was a full stadium, traffic. Entry, everything. This was
I mean, it looked full
deal.
It looked jam packed for sure. Just seeing kind of clips and all that from it, and just seeing European fans like reacting to a lot of the I guess traditions, the pageantry, the eagle flying. Like that's super fun.
Yeah.
That's super cool because you know they're passionate. They're passionate fan bases. So it was kind of cool to see that in our stadium. You know, soccer is not for me. Like, that's just not my sport. If that was in my backyard, I probably wouldn't look out the window to watch it. Like, it's just not, it doesn't get me.
Yeah.
But I do recognize, like, how important Messi is. And, you know, Messi being at Jordan-Hare Stadium. And I think he scored a goal, too.
He did.
That's pretty freaking cool. That's super neat.
Yeah, that's what I noticed, too. CJ Uzoma tweeted out, Messi just scored a goal in the same stadium that I have scored in.
That's awesome.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah. For people who are, and CJ's a huge soccer guy.
Cool.
Byron Brown was there with Anders and Daniel Carlson last night. That's cool. Alex Golish was there taking it in.
The whole football team was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Auburn soccer team was there. What a big day for them. Like if, I'm exactly like you, Zach. I've never been able to get into the sport.
We talk about this on the show all the time.
Personally.
Not everything has to be for you. It doesn't mean it's bad. Like, that was awesome. Yeah. Doesn't grab me like it grabs other people, but like I can recognize that that was a really cool thing for a lot of different reasons.
And and not the least of them being like some stuff is just cool. Other stuff is functionally important potentially. And if Auburn earns 60% of the revenue from that game and you're always looking for new revenue streams, what a great opportunity. Like, so there's multiple arms of it. Yeah, it's great for people to who have never experienced Auburn before to experience Auburn. What does that lead to? I don't know. It could be years before we find out if there's any benefit to that. But in the current fiscal year, that's a pretty big deal. It's beneficial for Auburn Athletics to have done that last night.
Yeah, and look, I mean, Auburn giving up a home game, that's part of this, of why it's important, is why they gave up a home game. Does it make sense? Yes, from the NIL possibilities of it, yes, it absolutely makes sense. So this is, you know, for all the local businesses that were upset, rightfully so, not blaming you at all. Hopefully this helps some. Hopefully you stayed open a little bit later last night, and you know, we're able to take advantage of all the new folks that were probably on our campus for the first time. Hopefully that helped out those businesses. Please. Hopefully that was the case. And for all the folks who came into town and maybe, you know,
got
didn't
hotel
know anything about Auburn, now they're Auburn fans and they're checking out Auburn content. Welcome. Yep. Welcome. Yeah. I mean, cool thing. Absolutely cool thing. And, you know, ESPN and SportsCenter and these national publications, you know, all posting, you know, videos of Messi walking on to Jordan-Hare Stadium and out of Jordan-Hare Stadium, like, kind of seems like a fever dream. Not going to lie to you. So I think that's pretty cool.
I remember when, like, but right before politics became even more, like, as divisive as they are now, and George W. Bush came to the Auburn campus and said War Eagle before giving a speech. And they played that clip of George W. Bush. This is 20-plus years ago now. War Eagle before, like, the intro video played at Jordan-Hare Stadium the next year. It was kind of one of those deals where not everybody gets that. Not everybody gets the biggest star in the sport, in this international sport, on your stadium, on your grass. Like, it just doesn't happen.
And I also want to point out that just because it's an incredible opportunity doesn't necessarily mean it's a layup.
Yeah.
Because, like, Texas A&M had the same opportunity. You didn't see the same pomp and circumstance around it. In fact, a lot of what you saw was a lot of people making fun of how Marcel Reed handled his interaction with Messi, giving him a signed jersey. And people were like, he doesn't know who that is. Like, what was that? I'm so glad there was no negatives of it. It was just, you know, the aura of Messi, you know, running out to a packed out SEC stadium. That's all we got. Yeah. And that's all it needed to be, which is great.
That was kind of part of it. It was a soccer friendly. That was what it was. Auburn just happened to host it. It wasn't Auburn trying to integrate itself in the actual, like, within the teams or embed itself within the actual gameplay. They had the Eagle before the game, and, like, everything else was just, what do y'all need to play this game? We'll make it happen. We'll facilitate it. And then all the positives come as a result of doing that excellently. So I like that. It was cool. For sure.
Every time Auburn soccer hosts an Iron Bowl, we should play it at Jordan-Hare.
Ooh. Ooh. There's an interesting thought. I like that thought. I have thought about a basketball game at Jordan-Hare. You know, Nebraska did a volleyball match at their stadium. Michigan does hockey matches inside their stadium.
You wouldn't fill it up, right? It wouldn't be last night.
Right.
But I think you could get most of the lower bowl full. And for a soccer game or a basketball game or a volleyball game, I mean, that would be it'd be the most attended game in the history of whatever sport you want to pick.
And that's part of the reason you do it is the fanfare around the game and to break an attendance record that'll stand until you decide to break it again.
That's right.
Yeah. Love stuff like that. Love stuff like that. Love the barn. Love our friends at Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Yes. This summer, beat the heat with Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Make sure that all your systems are working well before, like, the temps get to 90 plus every single day. They'll give you a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis. And then if there is anything that does need some work, and it costs over $300, they're going to give you $50 off because you watch or listen to The Barn. So go by Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. We were asked in a comment if any of the other locations of Precision Tune Auto Care had the same deal going on. The Alabaster location apparently does, so go check them out there as well. Precision Tune Auto Care, proud sponsor of The Barn.
Love it. Also, you're wanting, if you love The Barn and want to support and want more Barn content, make sure you're subscribed here on YouTube. And when you click subscribe, it turns into that join button. And we'd love for you to consider joining and becoming a member of The Barn. As soon as Brad and I are done posting Village Vice, we record a Village Vice post show. We shared, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff yesterday and stories that maybe are a little bit more appropriate to, you know, to a smaller audience. But yeah, if you want to get involved in that, we would love to have you be a member of The Barn.
We know the teams that we love. I saw a current most hated teams in college football graphic this morning.
Is Texas Tech on there?
Texas Tech is number one.
Okay. I don't know if they'd be number one, but okay.
Well, but I understand it right now.
Right now, like, they probably are. Sure.
Today. Like, if you're following the stock market today of who's hated, they're one. And I get it. And I kind of, like, I understand all of about the top 10. I don't know if I just don't have the capacity to hate more than 10 teams. Or, I don't know. It got odd to me. So, Texas Tech was one. Texas was two.
Whose list is this?
Oh, some... CFB report, I think, is okay. the Twitter account.
Okay, got it.
Just some put a bunch of lists out group. But Texas Tech was one. Texas was two. LSU three. Notre Dame four. Ohio State five. Georgia six. Alabama seven. Michigan eight. Miami nine. And Oregon 10. And I'm kind of like, all right, I guess. Like, I get the Notre Dame stuff. If you don't like people don't like that they have their own media deal or that the path to a playoff is more seems to be the perception is it's easier for them.
I'm trying to think how many teams I actually like genuinely hate.
Yeah. a 25 hated teams list is a lot of work. That feels like a lot of heavy lifting.
And some of it's going to vary, right? Like, you're going to hate Georgia a ton if you're an Auburn fan growing up in Atlanta. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure there's people that watch, you know, that live outside of Knoxville or somewhere in Tennessee and they're surrounded by other fan base and you probably hate those fan bases. Like, I get that. But being people in Auburn, like, I really think I only hate one team. One college team. I probably hate two total teams, but I hate one college team.
But today, like, I don't typically hate LSU. Don't hate them. But now, you know, going out with Lane Kiffin and pulling him away from Ole Miss and
the failed. Hate them because of that.
No, I mean, hates. Maybe we're semantics here. And the word
I dislike them. I hope they fail.
But like, Nebraska's 20 on this list. Who hates Nebraska?
Who thinks about Nebraska?
Who cares enough about Nebraska to hate Nebraska?
Is Auburn on that list?
Yeah. Auburn's at number 21, right behind Nebraska, right ahead of Colorado.
Okay.
Do you get Colorado hate?
Do I see it?
Do you get it?
I don't get it.
Okay. You don't understand where it would come from.
I understand where it would come from. I don't agree with it.
You don't agree. Okay. I hear you on that. So Florida's at 16. Florida State's at 17. Texas A&M's 12. Who hates Texas A&M?
I don't know.
Like, they've got a hard-nosed coach who kind of just tells it like it is.
I mean, there's probably they're a massive reason why the market is what it is for players. Like, they're really messing up. They're a big reason why a lot of this isn't sustainable.
Okay. Because they got the ball rolling with it? Like?
No, I mean, they just, they'll just drop a bag for anybody.
Okay. But a lot of teams would do that. right?
Not to that level. No, I mean, they've got more money than just about anybody. I mean, look at what they did for their buyout for Jimbo. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that goes back to the fact that they gave him the contract they gave him in the first place. It overinflated. It was the next step in inflating the market.
Sure. But yeah, because I mean, money is just a joke to them. But then, like, even, I mean, I could see why you hate A&M. Like, the unawareness is pretty tremendous.
Okay.
I mean, even thinking back to like the Jimbo presser where they gave him like a national championship plaque, and it's like, it's up to you to fill in the day. It's like, I don't know. I get A&M. Right.
You get, A&M. Okay. Number 19 on this list is BYU. Who hates BYU other than Utah fans?
I don't know.
Where does that come from?
Like the nicest people on the planet. Have no clue. It's been a week in Utah a few weeks ago. It's like the greatest people in the world.
You know, I will share this on the post show. There's someone that we knew who hated the state of Utah, the geography of Utah.
That me and you know?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you in the post show.
Who like just hates the state of it?
Yes, the geography of the state of Utah didn't like it at all.
I can understand hating the state of Utah. I get it. Like as far as it's a lot of rocks. A lot of rocks.
Yeah, the land is very brown and straight. Like it's just kind of the cities are all straight. There are no curves to the roads.
Nope, everything's straight there. Yeah,
just rectangles. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so they're 19. UCF is 24. Does that
UCF?
UCF is 24. Is that hangover from them claiming the national championship a decade ago? Probably,
dude. So I was thinking about this with another media person in another market, and we were talking about the Sorsby thing.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we're pointing to specific things like the UCF claiming a national championship, right? Or, you know, A&M paying just because they can, or like people hate Colorado because Dion promotes the program really well, or like whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of this, like specifically like the Sorsby thing, is if you're Texas Tech, like would you do anything different? If you're UCF in that situation, would you not have claimed a national championship? And like, it's really easy on the outside to say no. But then if you think about it with Auburn, it's like, well, we claimed national championships like just a few months ago.
Yeah.
You know, we've been in a situation, not a gambling thing.
Yeah.
But also like, don't know if gambling is like significantly worse than like what other players play through. Like, I don't know. Is that like that much? Is it worse to gamble on your team than it is to like, these kids who, you know, are hit with domestic violence and they're still able to play, like, why is that worse? But nobody, like, bats an eye when other things happen. So, I don't, like, you can hate them, but I don't think a lot of people would do anything different if they were in that situation. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So, a lot of this, I think, is perspective.
That's really interesting. That's a very interesting conversation. We're probably too late in the show to open the door to that conversation because I think you can have really strong opinions.
You should not gamble on his own team. And I think there's some like, there's legal stuff that's a lot like moral. Like there's a lot wrong with it.
Yeah. Like none of it's right.
Worse than letting other people play through other things that we don't bat an eye on.
Correct.
I can't get there on that.
Yeah. If we are establishing that there is right and wrong, if we're going to establish there's some semblance of right and wrong.
Right.
Then we have to put a bunch of like there are other things that go in the wrong category.
Yeah, I don't know how it went this long without being caught is my question. But
yeah, sure. Especially given all the ways that they can track bets.
Yeah, I mean you've got to put all like to use those apps, you've got to put in all of your info.
Yeah.
On that. They know everything about you as soon as you like make an account.
And they do this like, so I've sat in this from Auburn a couple of different times at the beginning of every year in August, the beginning of every school year. They bring everybody, like anybody who touches game day in any way, including our group. And they do a big presentation and they go, you can't gamble on any, like they go, here's the stuff you can't gamble on. It's pretty much everything. And if you do, we know it. If you use a family member's account, we know it. If you use a friend's account, we know it. Like they track everything.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if it's wrong and other things are wrong, then we got to stick to that. We can't pick and choose the stuff that's right and the stuff that's wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Nothing else notable. Indiana's only at 25.
Who hates Indiana?
People who they beat and they bludgeon. Like Alabama people. Alabama people hate Indiana right now because Indiana's
I've not heard one Bama fan talk negative about Indiana. I've heard them say, man, they wound up and whooped our tail. But they were like, mm-hmm. I've heard anybody like talk smack about Indiana.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
This is the best.
But you know what? In fairness, how do you fill up 25 teams on a hate list? 25
is a lot. That's a good point. You're right.
I don't know how you put 25 teams on a hate list. I don't hate that many teams. I don't have that much hate in my heart. So, all right, real quick, baseball portal. It changes every day. So Auburn has three pitchers that have gone to the portal. Trevor Booten, Saxon Roberts, and Justice DeYoung. Nobody really played a whole lot this past year out of that group.
I would imagine DeYoung played the most.
Yeah, because Saxon only had a couple of appearances. Justice had six, I think. And then Auburn got a commitment Monday from Zach Stevens, who is a three-year reliever at South Alabama.
Broken shove.
7-1 and two saves last year.
Bro's good.
So here's your question. Yeah. So here's your question for him. Is he taking over the Ryan Hetzler role? If Hetzler comes back, is he coming back, number one? And if he does, do you consider a starter move for him? Or a similar move to what Jackson Sanders did last year, and you put him in once a weekend and he goes four innings?
Or do you pitch him on Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
Man. Hetzler on Tuesdays and Wednesdays? Like a midweek starter?
I'm saying the South Alabama guy.
Oh, Stevens. Yeah. It's a good question. Yeah, it's a good question.
Well, let him battle it out.
Auburn's pitching next year has a chance to be filthier than it was this year.
Yeah. Go get some bats, Butch. Go get some bats.
They're gonna get there. They're gonna get there. But wow. I mean, think about this. And I don't know. We still got so long to go till we get to who decides to come back. But they're off to a strong start. I'll say that.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's a net gain, the three out and the one in, probably a net gain.
And you've seen a few folks that, like, you know, just post, like, War Eagle tweets or post on Instagram, like Alvarez talking about, you know, that's my assumption of he's staying.
Yeah.
I mean, keeping all these pitchers is going to be interesting to see how they do it, especially when they're bringing another good one in.
Alvarez, Sanders, Cormier.
Yeah. Yeah, especially Cormier, because, like, man, that guy's good.
Marciano, yeah.
But if everybody comes back, like, is Cormier a starter next year?
Right.
And he's not. I don't think he would be. And he's really good.
You don't think he'd be the third? You think they put Sanders in the third starter role? Marciano, Sanders, Alvarez?
Is Petrovic not coming back?
I don't know.
He's a junior, right?
He's draft eligible. He's a redshirt sophomore. He's been in the program 3 years.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, if he decides to come back.
Yeah, does the draft, like, love him?
I don't know. And because they better love you to go. Because if they just kind of like you.
You're an eighth-round pick. Like, an SEC team can probably compete with that.
Absolutely.
Guevara's interesting, too. I know we're talking about pitching, but.
Yeah. No, he is. He's very interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot still to happen. This is only the first week of the kind of like what we talked about yesterday. Like, they're on it. They're right in it right now. They're in the spin cycle. So
right. But you can't be excited about the future. So be careful.
Unless you have an Ivy League grad school degree.
Well, if you go to an Ivy League grad program, you then learn what it takes to be competitive, and you wouldn't be excited about anything Auburn's doing. So
there's never a reason to be excited.
Nope. Nope. If you don't get a national championship, you need to be sad all the time. That does it for today's edition of Village Vice. Come hang out with us in the post show in a few minutes.
Thanks, everybody, for being a part of it. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.